It's time to play a game with our very important puzzler. Let's bring back Sonia Manzano and our very special guest, Emilio Delgado.
Hola!
Emilio, it's so nice of you to join us.
Ah, gracias, muchas gracias.
So when people blur the lines of reality and the show and assume that you are married in real life, which I think happens all the time, right?
It's been happening all along, I think.
Yeah? Yeah? Do you tell them the truth? What do you do?
Got to tell them the truth.
Well, like I said, we told a woman the truth once. Do you remember? We were somewhere,
yeah.
And a woman says, I'm so happy that my kid had the opportunity to see real love on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
She'll know what real love is when she
good acting.
And so we looked at each other and we said, well, we should tell her the truth. And we did. We said, madam, we're not really married. And she went, oh, well, as long as you really love each other.
You know, true love, what can I tell you?
Emilio, what is your character Luis going to do on Sesame Street?
You know, quite frankly, I don't know.
You don't know?
You know, the show is changing very fast.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know what's going to happen with these characters. I mean, I know that they turned the Fix-It shop into, I don't know, what were we? We were
a laundromat.
Laundromat. No, but it was a mail shop before that, you know, and then I think in the last few years it became a bicycle shop, but I don't know if it's going to continue being that. Who knows?
I think bikes are around for a while.
I think
with bikes.
Make it a Verizon store.
Verizon. That's it.
Now, the game we are going to play with you is called These Are the Muppets in Your Neighborhood. Jonathan and I are going to give you a name and brief description of a Sesame Street Muppet. And you have to tell us, is it a real Muppet? Or is it one that we made up? Because there's been lots of different ones all over the years. So we are going to alternate between the two of you. Just tell us, is it real Muppet or fake Muppet?
All right, Amelia, this one's for you.
Yeah.
Stinky, a stinkweed plant who is friendly but smelly. And blooms a flower out of his head on his birthday.
Believe it or not, that's real.
That is real. That is a real Muppet.
Yeah.
I want to be clear, when we say real, it's still a puppet.
An actual puppet, yeah.
Right, it's an actual puppet.
What was that about?
Stinky?
Yeah.
I think it had, was it part of... Oscar's?
I think it was Oscar's plant.
I think it was Oscar's pet plant, I think.
Yeah.
That's what it was. So, and he had to be stinky, of course.
Right, yeah.
If he was going to like any flower, it had to be
It had to be the stinkweed.
Stink. Yeah.
Harvey Kneeslapper, a mustachioed practical joker who laughs at his own jokes, such as asking, do you want me to keep an eye on your hat? And then smashing the hat with a giant letter I. Yes, Sonia.
That is a real Muppet character.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Clearly modeled after my older brother.
I hope not. This puppet had great big yellow teeth.
Used to hang out with Guy Smiley.
Oh, yeah? They were buds?
Remember him?
Imagine the trouble they must have gotten up to together. All right, Emilio, is this real or fake? Miles Millennial... A boy puppet who wants a prize for everything he does. Apologies to our younger listeners.
Yeah.
We need your support.
Actually, that's a good idea for a puppet, but no, it's not.
It's fake.
Puppet.
It's totally fake. It's all for the joke.
We've decided this is a little too easy, so let's make it more of a competition. Let's turn on your buzzers, and for these next ones, we'll see who rings in first. Real or fake? Professor Hastings, a professor whose lectures are so dull, he falls asleep during them. Sonia.
Fake.
That's real. I know, it seems like a terrible lesson.
Not to mention dreary television. Dreary. The characters falling asleep.
Meryl Sheep, an acting teacher and a sheep, with an accent similar to Meryl Streep's in Sophie's Choice. Amelia.
Yes, she's real.
That is real.
Yes.
A little on the dark side, but real, yeah.
I know, but real, yeah. No, I remember her. Oh, she was terrific. What was it?
Archung, how did our contestants do?
I'm just amazed they can remember anything from 45 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Emilio is our winner.
Oh,
congratulations. Ah.
And now we have kind of an amazing treat. Sonia and Emilio will sing a very special Sesame Street song that Sonia wrote the lyrics to, accompanied by your very own Jonathan Coulton.
You ready?
Ready.
Do it.
Here we go.
Each time we meet at work or the street, we always say hello. But you say hola, and I say hola. It's a word that we both know. Hola means hi, hello, not goodbye. Why, everywhere you go.
The girls say hola,
the boys say hola, 'cause hola means hello.
Latins from Alaska or from Spain or fair Nebraska will say hola when they mean hello.
Latins from Havana or Detroit or all Montana know that's just how the old greeting goes.
Latins from Queens and the hip Argentines say hola when greeting each other. We know the way, we can all say hola, what's happening, brother? Take it from us and don't make a fuss. We want you in the know.
Come on, everybody.
So just say hola. Come on, say
hola.
Say hola instead of hello.
Oh my God, Sonia Manzano, Emilio Delgado, thank you so much.